5. 세트 문항. 대표 기출.
1번부터 2번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 1번과 2번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, students. Previously, we discussed traditional foods in different countries. Today, I'll talk about surprising birthplaces of everyday foods. First, people believe the Caesar salad is named after a Roman emperor, but a well-known story is that the name came from a chef in Mexico. He created it by putting together some basic ingredients when running out of food. Second, bagels are a famous New York food, but they're likely from Central Europe. A widely repeated story says that they were first made in Vienna to celebrate the defeat of an invading army. Third, many people think kiwis are from New Zealand. It's probably because a small flightless bird from New Zealand has the same name. In fact, the food is from China. Last, if there's any country known for potatoes, it's Ireland. That's because crop failures of this food caused extreme hunger in Ireland in the 19th century. However, the food is believed to come from South America. Now, we'll watch a short video about these foods.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. Previously, we discussed traditional foods in different countries. Today, I'll talk about surprising birthplaces of everyday foods. First, people believe the Caesar salad is named after a Roman emperor, but a well-known story is that the name came from a chef in Mexico. He created it by putting together some basic ingredients when running out of food. Second, bagels are a famous New York food, but they're likely from Central Europe. A widely repeated story says that they were first made in Vienna to celebrate the defeat of an invading army. Third, many people think kiwis are from New Zealand. It's probably because a small flightless bird from New Zealand has the same name. In fact, the food is from China. Last, if there's any country known for potatoes, it's Ireland. That's because crop failures of this food caused extreme hunger in Ireland in the 19th century. However, the food is believed to come from South America. Now, we'll watch a short video about these foods.
1번, 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 2번, 언급된 음식이 아닌 것은? 기출 유형 프랙티스. 1번부터 2번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 1번과 2번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good morning, everyone. Last class, we learned about different kinds of musical instruments around the world. Today, we'll talk about a variety of materials used to make them. One common source of materials is different parts of animals. For example, in China, a wing bone from a large bird was made into a flute about 8,000 years ago. Another example of making musical instruments from animals comes from Mongolia. There, people made a stringed instrument using animal skin around a frame and horsehair for the strings. In another part of the world, people in Nigeria dig out clay from the ground to make a traditional drum. The entire process of making this musical instrument takes around a month. Lastly, in Australia, the material of choice is hardwood from local trees. It's made into a type of wind instrument by the native people there. Now let's take a look at some photos, and then we'll discuss them in detail.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning, everyone. Last class, we learned about different kinds of musical instruments around the world. Today, we'll talk about a variety of materials used to make them. One common source of materials is different parts of animals. For example, in China, a wing bone from a large bird was made into a flute about 8,000 years ago. Another example of making musical instruments from animals comes from Mongolia. There, people made a stringed instrument using animal skin around a frame and horsehair for the strings. In another part of the world, people in Nigeria dig out clay from the ground to make a traditional drum. The entire process of making this musical instrument takes around a month. Lastly, in Australia, the material of choice is hardwood from local trees. It's made into a type of wind instrument by the native people there. Now let's take a look at some photos, and then we'll discuss them in detail.
(1번) 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 2번. 언급된 나라가 아닌 것은? 3번부터 4번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 3번과 4번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, students. Last class, we learned that big data is a term for large data sets that can be analyzed to reveal patterns. Today, I'll talk about how big data is applied in our lives. First, let's take a look at the case of big data on playing fields. The movements of every sports player are collected into big data. Coaches analyze this data to improve their athletes' performance under different conditions. Schools can also take advantage of big data. By understanding students' learning patterns, educators can focus on how better to teach. Stores are another example. They use big data to study customers' behavior. Many stores can now accurately predict which customers will buy what products. Finally, big data can be applied in hospitals. Doctors can use it to understand a wide range of medical problems patients have, look at the best ways to treat the problems, and see if those treatments are best. Now, what other examples can you think of?
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. Last class, we learned that big data is a term for large data sets that can be analyzed to reveal patterns. Today, I'll talk about how big data is applied in our lives. First, let's take a look at the case of big data on playing fields. The movements of every sports player are collected into big data. Coaches analyze this data to improve their athletes' performance under different conditions. Schools can also take advantage of big data. By understanding students' learning patterns, educators can focus on how better to teach. Stores are another example. They use big data to study customers' behavior. Many stores can now accurately predict which customers will buy what products. Finally, big data can be applied in hospitals. Doctors can use it to understand a wide range of medical problems patients have, look at the best ways to treat the problems, and see if those treatments are best. Now, what other examples can you think of?
3번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 4번. 언급된 장소가 아닌 것은? 5번부터 6번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 5번과 6번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, class. Last time we learned about insects, their life cycles, and what they eat. As you know, many insects get food from flowers, but they aren't the only creatures that do. Today, we'll learn about a variety of animals that use flowers as a food source. First are hummingbirds. These birds use their long, narrow beaks to get the flower's sweet liquid called nectar. Mysteriously, they only feed from upside-down flowers. We still don't know why. Next are bats. Although most bats eat insects, some get their food from flowers. These bats have a strong sense of smell and sight compared to insect-eating bats. There are also lizards that drink nectar. These lizards are found on tropical islands that have few natural enemies. Finally, there is a type of squirrel that feeds from flowers. Most nectar-drinking animals help flowers grow in numbers, but these squirrels often harm the plant. When drinking nectar, they bite through the flower, which causes damage. Interesting, huh? What other animals use flowers in their diet? Take a minute to think, and then we'll talk about it.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, class. Last time we learned about insects, their life cycles, and what they eat. As you know, many insects get food from flowers, but they aren't the only creatures that do. Today, we'll learn about a variety of animals that use flowers as a food source. First are hummingbirds. These birds use their long, narrow beaks to get the flower's sweet liquid called nectar. Mysteriously, they only feed from upside-down flowers. We still don't know why. Next are bats. Although most bats eat insects, some get their food from flowers. These bats have a strong sense of smell and sight compared to insect-eating bats. There are also lizards that drink nectar. These lizards are found on tropical islands that have few natural enemies. Finally, there is a type of squirrel that feeds from flowers. Most nectar-drinking animals help flowers grow in numbers, but these squirrels often harm the plant. When drinking nectar, they bite through the flower, which causes damage. Interesting, huh? What other animals use flowers in their diet? Take a minute to think, and then we'll talk about it.
5번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (6번) 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은? (7번부터) (8번까지는) 두 번 들려줍니다. (7번과) (8번) 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Sports for Children lecture series. For today's lecture, we will talk about the things we have to consider when choosing a sport for your child. First, one important thing we need to consider is how to ensure your child's safety when they are playing sports. You have to make sure they have the right safety equipment as well as the safety rules of that sport. Second, we have to consider what sport fits your child's interest and talent. Not all sports may interest your children, so you should be careful what sport you choose for them. Finally, you should consider the cost of your child participating in the sport. You will have to pay for the equipment, uniforms, and other costs. For example, if your child plays golf, then you will have to buy expensive golf clubs and the fee to play at a golf course. You should make sure that costs are within your budget. I hope these tips will help you to choose the perfect sport for your child.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Sports for Children lecture series. For today's lecture, we will talk about the things we have to consider when choosing a sport for your child. First, one important thing we need to consider is how to ensure your child's safety when they are playing sports. You have to make sure they have the right safety equipment as well as the safety rules of that sport. Second, we have to consider what sport fits your child's interest and talent. Not all sports may interest your children, so you should be careful what sport you choose for them. Finally, you should consider the cost of your child participating in the sport. You will have to pay for the equipment, uniforms, and other costs. For example, if your child plays golf, then you will have to buy expensive golf clubs and the fee to play at a golf course. You should make sure that costs are within your budget. I hope these tips will help you to choose the perfect sport for your child.
7번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은 8번 언급된 사항이 아닌 것은